time to wake up.
Wake up, y'all.
Come on, wake up.
Urban Dale is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Of course, it's that time of year when a lot of us go out to pumpkin patches and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Finally nice weather to do it.
Yeah.
Nice fall weather.
Yeah. It'd probably be a popular weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes things happen, though, when you're at one of these places. And we'd like to hear your stories. 280-1025.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember when Theo was really little. We went to one. I think it was out around Bondurant. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And we went. It was kind of muddy. It was just Theo and I. I think it was maybe 3-2 at the time.
Yeah.
And I had a nice gout flare-up.
Oh,
so
no.
So we're in the maze.
Mm-hmm.
And we got lost. And I'm just walking around limping.
Yes. What are you going to do?
Figure out how to get out.
Not ideal at all.
And of course, he's having a great time. He's running around. He has no idea we're lost.
And you have to keep up with him because you don't want to lose him.
I mean, that would be even much worse.
You're just limping. Yeah, no. That's not good.
No, I was not.
No.
We finally come out of there a long time later. My wife's like, where are you guys been?
You guys did not break the record time. You guys are in dead last.
I'm like, well, lost.
Yes.
If mm-hmm. you must know.
Yeah.
My shoes are all muddy.
I got to be honest.
I can barely walk.
The mazes give me a little bit of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Do they?
Yeah. Especially if they're not real obvious. It's a little too... I came from Children of the Corn. Okay. So
what do you mean you came from Children of the Corn?
I was raised on Children of the Corn. I mean, that was one of the heritage scary movies. Now, not everybody listening is aware of that. I
saw that too.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. But you were older when you saw it. I saw it.
I knew a couple kids who were in it, actually.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And you lived
through someone else.
You knew Malachi?
No, like extras. Well, wait.
He was the tall.
Was he the redheaded kid?
Yes.
Hmm.
Very.
I remember.
All right, we're getting real sidetracked. Real sidetracked here,
all right.
but we're going to get back to that story at some point, Ken, because that's interesting that it's been almost 20 years and you are just now bringing up that you knew people on Children of the Corn.
Well, no, I was trying to tell you, I worked with, when we were pages at the Senate with a girl who went to school with some, because I think they filmed some of that, maybe in Western Sioux City.
Mm-hmm. It would make sense.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I can't remember the story anymore.
Why are you shaking your head?
Because now I get a pass for not going camping because of the Blair Witch. Okay, all right. If you're not going in the corn maze because the Children of the Corn are waiting for you, I don't have to go in the woods. Because
except you saw Blair Witch as an adult. I saw Children of the Corn as an impressionable child. It was before parents knew better than to let their kids watch scary movies.
Right. Before parents knew better, parents made me lie down in the back seat of the drive-in movie because they'd show a kids movie at the beginning and then Jaws.
Yes,
and I couldn't watch it.
Then your parents had the sense to not let you watch it.
That's fun, lying on the floor of the back seat for 2 hours.
Right.
All right.
Dun, dun, yeah. dun, dun.
What's happening?
This is fun. So you won't go in the maze because it gives you stress.
Corn mazes cause me anxiety.
Gotcha.
We've come full circle. Mm-hmm. That's all I was trying to say.
Last year at Center Grove, they added the pull the tractor thing. Did you guys go last year?
Uh-huh.
It's a big tug of war type rope, and you can pull the tractor. And for whatever reason, I thought it would be easier, but I thought there was some sort of gimmick. It's not really a 2,000 pound tractor. It's something you can pull. So I yanked it as hard as I could and went immediately backwards. Down I went.
Well, you are not known
for feats
of strength.
You're not strong.
No, I know. I mean, we know this.
Down I went.
Down goes Frasier.
Oh my gosh.
Every morning with you, it's like opening up a time capsule.
I know.
What's going to come out?
Des Moines woke up and went, is it 1983?
So, Craig, your son was on a field trip?
Yes.
Okay. Take it from there. What happened?
So, of course, one of the first things they did was they went to their corn pit, and for whatever reason, they forgot to mention that all the kids should take off their shoes. At which point, he was in there for a little while and realized that he had lost one of his shoes. And at that point, they got out and started looking for it. They couldn't find it. So then he proceeded to spend the rest of the day at the corn patch with one shoe doing all the other activities.
Oh, that's so terrible.
Well, that does stink.
I mean, that's a tough lesson to learn.
It is. Right? They also, we even have a school pitcher, and they proudly put him in the front row, so you can definitively see that he has no shoe on.
Thanks a lot, Craig. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
Can't listen to the radio at work?
No problem. Listen to Star 102.5 anytime on the TuneIn Radio app.